This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
صلي على
الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعين به ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. يا ربنا لك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد من بعد الرضا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، شهادة عليها نحيا وعليها نموت، وبها نلقى الله يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين، وثبتنا على دينك يا رب العالمين، وارض عنا وعن والدينا أجمعين. أيها المسلمون الكرام، لا تكتمل علاقة الإنسان بربه حتى تستقيم علاقة الإنسان بخلق الله. Brothers and sisters, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be completed until we try our best to fix our relationship with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to ibadah, you will find that most of the Muslims know how to do the salah. And the salah is the second pillar of Islam. But there is something related to the salah very important, we have to recognize it. Yes, when you say Allahu Akbar, you put everything behind you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means Allah is the greater, or the greater, He is greater than any other thing. But brothers and sisters, when you do your salah, you are not alone. You're not thinking only about yourself. الصلاة أيها المسلمون صلة بين العبد وربه وصلة بين العبد وبين خلق الله سبحانه وتعالى، خصوصا عباد الله المؤمنين. اللهم اجعلنا من المؤمنين يا رب العالمين. If you look at الفاتحة as a pillar of the salah, when you recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you are in a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the one who says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and Allah will say to you, Hamidani Abdi. Ya Allah, when you start your salah, you say Allahu Akbar, then you start, you know, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly through the, you know, the greatest surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. But brothers and sisters, when you start your salah, we want our salah to make better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to start our salah with full of love for Allah jalla wa ala. When you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, remember and put in your mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you. So, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah will say, Majjadani Abdi, Athna Alayya Abdi. And when you say إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, Allah will say, this is between me and my slave. Whatever my slave asks me, I will give it to him. Then you say إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. When you're praying, you are not alone. You're not thinking about yourself only. You're not saying إهدني, guide me. We're saying, brothers and sisters, إهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. So brothers and sisters, we want to taste the sweetness of salah and to think about it the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thinking about it. وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Brothers, we see sometimes when we start our salah, we start thinking about many different things. And it's normal as a human. But we have to try our best to empty our minds from the dunya, when we start our salah, and there are many good things related to salah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. If you make wudu at the house and you come to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will count for your salah as a 27 times. الذي يصلي في المسجد جماعة فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى يكتب آله 27 درجة. And when you walk to the masjid, every step you walk to the masjid, you get hasana, and you know one of the sayyat will be dropped off, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith. But when you start your salah, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do it right. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. And one of the companions, radiallahu anhum, came to the masjid and he started his salah. He did not know how to do it right. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected him, told him, do the salah again. And subhanallah, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees our salah, he may tell many of us, do the salah again. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. So we think about other people, the Muslims around us and the whole world. In our salah, my dear brothers and sisters, we say التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. We send our salah and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How much love in our hearts for that person sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أيها المسلمون قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, you have to follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How much love in our hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How much information in our minds about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's very important. One of the companions came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he was crying. Thawban radiyallahu anhu. He was crying and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot imagine my time in the life after if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me to be from the people of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He gathered us here, to gather us with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot imagine my life in Jannah without of seeing you. When we sit with you, I feel that I'm in Jannah. But when I go home, spend time with my family, with my kids, with my business, I feel that there is something important in my life is missing, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and this sahabi starts crying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to this, you know, concern to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with other prophets. He will be with the righteous people in this ummah from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of judgment. So we have to have this hope to be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, one of the Ramadans, the family, you know, they get ready for the iftar and they miss one of the young men of that family. They start looking around and they found out that he is in the room before Salat al-Maghrib. The adhan started and they went to him. The room was locked and they, you know, opened the door and they found out that this young man who was fasting in the month of Ramadan before Salat al-Maghrib, he passed away. Rahimahullah. But brothers and sisters, his older brother said, I recognize that my brother was watching something before his death. So the laptop was open. So the brother said, I went to the laptop and I took it away. And my concern, what my brother was watching. Is it good thing or bad thing? Yes, he was alone and the door was locked by himself in the room and the laptop in front of him. He could watch something good or it could be something bad. So he said, I wanted to know what my brother was listening or watching. Because the young people these days, when they get alone, they forget their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they start watching, playing with something is not good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our faith and protect our generation. Inna waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayh. So he said, I recognize that my brother, before he passed away, was watching one of the lectures about the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us the best ending. Innaka ala dhalika qadir. So brothers and sisters, we want to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to follow his way and to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as much as we can. Don't say for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's just a sunnah. Yes, it's a sunnah and it could make you closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us in the hadith, "Inna أَقْرَبَكُمْ مِنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا." Those who have akhlaq, those who are following the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will be closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. On the other hand, there are people want to drink from that water, from the hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and they will be rejected. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a merciful for the whole, you know, world, he will say, "Ummati, ummati." And the response to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Innahum laysu min ummatik." They are not from your followers. They made a lot of changes in their faith and in their iman and their Islam. Ummatun wahida at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But in our time, brothers and sisters, you feel that the word ummatun wahida is not there. You feel that ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, it doesn't have the same meaning from the ayah of the Quran. We say ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim and we think only about ourselves. We don't think about our brothers and sisters in Burma. We don't think about our brothers and sisters in Palestine, our brothers and sisters in Syria, or in Iraq, or in Yemen, or Libya, or many different places in the world. You know, there are Muslims are facing most of the hardships, you know, problems of these days. We should think about them. And when we say in our salah, "Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin," we're sending our salam to us and to every righteous person from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of judgment, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. So when we say "Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin," brothers and sisters, you're praying, but you are not alone. You're thinking about your brothers and sisters around the world. Since the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the day of judgment, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Hinama naqul assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, fa inna hadha as-salam yadhhabu ila kulli 'abdin salihin fi hadhihi al-ard." Ya Allah, this is the meaning of our salah, brothers and sisters. We don't want to establish our salah and only thinking about the business, the family, you know, ourselves only. We should think about our Muslims around the world. And if you look at the Quran, you will find many of the du'as, many of the encouragements in the Quran, not, you know, for the individual people. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Ya Allah, forgive us and our brothers who were before us from the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts in the right path and to strengthen our iman. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. So brothers and sisters, I wanted to tell you about how important is our salah and how we should connect our salah to the relationship with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially between us as Muslims. We come to the masjid, brothers and sisters, and we should think and ask about each other. We come to the masjid and we see this person or that person the first day, the second day, the third day, then we miss him for 1 month. We don't know where is this brother. Maybe he is in the hospital, or he passed away, or he has any problem, or he left the deen. So what we should do as a community, if our salah does not give us enough, you know, strength in our unity, that means our salah is not completed. That means our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not enough if we don't make better relationship with each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come to the masjid and look around. And if he missed any of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, he would start asking about him. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, one day he wasn't at the masjid. The second day he did not come. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about Sa'd radiallahu anhu. Where is Sa'd? And by the way, the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was full of the musalleen, full of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. But they were like a one body. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, مَثَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. If there is any problem affects one person from the community, the whole community should do something to help this brother. And if there is any problem affects, you know, a community or society or group of Muslims, every Muslim around the world should think about that person or that community or that, you know, group of people. And you see now what's going on for our brothers in Burma, for example. Ya Allah, this is in our time. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslimin, they were so weak. And as you know, the problem of the Shi'b after 7 years of the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they put Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam with his family and with the believers in a place called Shi'b Abi Talib. And they stayed for 3 years. During those years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, his uncle, the one who we used to support him, you know, his uncle also passed away, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through a lot of hardships with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But one of the non-Muslims people had mercy in his heart, and he said something to other people. Why we eat together, we enjoy our time, and Muhammad and his family and his followers are facing all of the problems of our days. We should do something. Non-Muslim, a person who has mercy in his heart, said something, and that problem relieved because of the group of non-Muslims who get together and they said, this is zulm. This is not fair. It's unjust, you know. Unjust to see the Muslims are facing all of those problems. And they start hearing the crying and the hardships of those kids who were crying out of hunger. And we see these days, brothers and sisters, as Muslims, not as a non-Muslims. We see what's happening for our brothers and sisters in Burma, in Yemen, in Palestine, in Syria, in Iraq. It's a big problem this ummah is facing. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all of these problems from the ummah. But brothers and sisters, there are sunan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them down to the earth. If we follow them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our situation. I like the statement of one of the scholars. He said, إذا أراد الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينصر هذه الأمة فإنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. لكن هل الأمة في هذا الزمان قادرة على أن تحافظ على نصر الله؟ هل الأمة في هذا الزمان متوحدة لأن تكون أمة واحدة جسدا واحد كالبناني أو كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أم أننا غثاء كغثاء السيل نحب الدنيا ونكره الآخرة كما أخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah could give us the victory easily, and by a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He could change the situations of the Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sunan. There are different ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the situation of any people until they start changing themselves. And if you see the Muslims these days, they are not capable to keep the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a Muslim ummah fighting against each other, using their money against each other, using their weapons against each other, using their energy, their minds, their, you know, everything they had from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're using it against each other. That's why we are weak. And we will not be strong until we go back to the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And this is one of the benefits of a salah. We come to the masjid together. We just finished al-hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of those who did the hajj. And you see all the people from all over the world. They come together. They pray together. They're facing, you know, one qibla. And they're praying behind one imam. But if you see their hearts, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the unity back to the Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, wallahi ya ikhwah, I saw something in this trip of hajj. And I was sad about what's going on. In one of the tents in the day of Arafah, and this is the tent I was there, you see two groups of people. And people are praying Dhuhr and Asr according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. and other people are saying, no, we will not pray with you, we will pray only Dhuhr, then the Asr we have to wait until 5 o'clock because of our madhab. And I said to myself and to the brothers, I believe completely 100%, if Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was here with the other, you know, imams, with Malik, with Ahmad ibn Hanbal, with Imam Shafi'i, and this happening in the time of Abu Hanifa, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the understanding and the fiqh of Abu Hanifa, I believe that Abu Hanifa will gather all of his followers and pray together. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. If we don't let our salah to bring our hearts together, sometimes brothers and sisters, we pray to, you know, next to each other, but you feel that the hearts are not connected. And you say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the right side, and you think that you are better than your brother because you are from this tribe or from this madhab or from this, you know, community or whatever. We have to try our best, brothers and sisters, to think about the salah as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say and used to do alayhi salatu wasalam. He looked around and he did not find Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And he says, where is Sa'd? He said, ya Rasulullah, he is sick. And he told the Sahaba, let's go to visit our brother. Let's make sure what our brother is facing. He came to Rasulullah ﷺ, came to the masjid, and he found one of the Sahaba not in the time of Salah. And he said, what are you doing here? It's time of work. But you're here at the masjid, there is any problem? Do you face any problem in your life? He said, ya Rasulullah, yes. I have some problem, and I come to the masjid to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy. The Rasulullah ﷺ taught him a good dua. He said, if you say this dua with full of sincerity and you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help you in your situation. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. This is the good dua which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taught this sahabi. He learned it and he practiced it. Then he came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, الحمد لله رب العالمين. So we have to put our trust in Allah جل وعلا and let our salah to bring our hearts. Wallahi ya ikhwah, when you meet your brother, especially in the masjid, we want to feel that we are practicing the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba radiyallahu anhum wa ardahum. Smile to your brothers and you will not lose anything. And smiling to your brother, you will get ajr, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqah. Say salam to your brother. Sometimes you say salam to some brothers and they will be surprised. I don't know you, but we're Muslims. And we have to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah. And this is one of the rights of your brother upon you, as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ سِتْ إِذَا لَقِيتَهُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. And you will get ajr, 10 hasanat, or 20 if you add wa rahmatullah, or 30 if you add wa barakatuhu, as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said. So there are many ways to bring our hearts together if we bring this salah in the right way, and if we understand the meaning of it, as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, As-salatu silatun bayn al-abdi wa rabbih. So our salah will be raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless if there are brothers have problems and they don't want to fix it. So we have to look at our salah as a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to bring this relationship between each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the best relationship between all of us here and the Muslims around the world. قلت ما سمعتم واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد أيها المسلمون الكرام, إنما المؤمنون إخوة, هذه آية من كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى تذكرنا بحق الأخوة. فإذا ظلم أخاك, وإذا أخذ حقه, وإذا امتهنت كرامته, وإذا لم تنصره, فإنك سيأتي عليك يوم تتمنى أن ينصرك الله سبحانه وتعالى فلا تجده. قد يكون هذا اليوم في الدنيا, وقد يكون والعياذ بالله في الآخرة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, المؤمن أخو المؤمن, لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه ولا يخذله. So we are brothers in Islam. So we have to try our best to support each other, to think about each other, to make dua for each other, to do whatever we could do for each other. And if we live and if we think this way, our life's value will be great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think only about yourself, the benefit of yourself will be in a small circle, just only you. But if you think about other people, if you help other people, you will be more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the benefit of your life will be, you know, spread all over around you, insha'Allah ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم للناس. The most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, Allah loves the salah on time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be good to our parents and our neighbors and other people around us. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing our minds about something else. أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم للناس. The most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are helping other people, benefiting other people, thinking about other people. That's why Ibn Abbas, from his fiqh and understanding, he said, radiyallahu anhu wa arda, once he was in the i'tikaf, and one of the brothers needed help. And he came to Ibn Abbas and said, I need your help. Then he left the masjid and went to help his brother. And they told him, Ya Ibn Abbas, Ya faqih al-ummah, why you're leaving your i'tikaf? He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, لَإِنْ أَمْشِي مَعَ أَخِلِّي فِي حَاجَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ شَهْرًا. If I go to help my brother in Islam, it's better than staying for i'tikaf in the masjid for 1 month. This is the understanding of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arda, and the understanding of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. That's why when you read the history of Islam, and you see, for example, in the time of Mu'tasim, a letter came to him from Amuriyah. A woman, you know, was dishonored from a non-Muslim. And she called wa mu'tasimah. Rubba wa mu'tasimahum tala'at. So he heard about that, and he wrote a letter or message to the king of Amuria at that time, saying, if you don't bring my sister to here, to Baghdad, with full of respect and honor, I will come to your city and take the right of my sister. And now, صرخت ونادت ويحكم جف اللبن صرخت ونادت هل مجيب وهل أذن صرخت ونادت أين معتصم وأين عمر وأين عثمان وأين علي وأين أبا بكر لكن لا مجيب ولا أذن صرخت ونادت من عروق فؤادها انظر أيها الأخ والأخت إلى إخوانك الذين يموتون إما من المرض وإما من الجوع وإما من الظمأ وإما من الغرق وإما من الحرق وإما من القهر يموتون يوما بعد يوم ليلا ونهارا والمسلمون يتفرجون إلى إخوانهم في الشاشات وأفضل واحد منا يقول يا ربي فرج همهم. We see the situations of our Muslims, brothers and sisters around the world. Yes, the media is not in our hands, but we know what's going on for our brothers and sisters there. We see how our brothers and sisters are trying just to save their lives, going through the rivers and the water, drowning day after day. And you see group of Muslims at the end of those wars, you know, are dead. You see how the people are burning, your brothers and sisters in Islam, burning their masajid, burning their houses, burning their bodies, cutting their bodies. They do all of these haram things. But the only sin, the only reason our Muslims, brothers and sisters are facing all of those problems, because they are saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to try our best to think about them. Make dua with full of sincerity, and try to support them financially if you could do that. And try to say anything if you could say anything. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In this country, We have the right to do a lot of things. So we want to do something as a community, insha'Allah ta'ala. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يفرج هم المسلمين في كل مكان. يا فارج الهم ويا كاشف الغم يا مجيب دعوة المضطرين. اللهم إن أولئك عبادك، أبناء عبادك، أبناء إمائك، نواصيهم بيدك، عدل فيهم قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك، سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبهم ونور صدورهم وجلاء همومهم وذهاب أحزانهم. اللهم فرج عنهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إن العالم قد تخلى عنهم، وأنت رب السماوات والأرض، وأنت قيوم السماوات والأرض، وأنت جبار السماوات والأرض، بيدك الملك وأنت على كل شيء قدير. فرج همهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنهم فقراء فأغنهم، اللهم إنهم ضعفاء فقوهم، اللهم إنهم مرضى فعافهم، اللهم إنهم مستضعفون قد أهلكوا، فنسألك يا الله أن تفرج همهم. فرج هم المسلمين في كل مكان، واكشف عنهم الكرب يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك عفوك ولطفك ومغفرتك ورضوانك والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله. استووا، أقيموا صفوفكم واعتدلوا. Straighten up the lines, fill in the gaps, make sure the lines are straight. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم انت السلام
Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. First of all, jazakumullah khair to Sheikh Muhammad for the khutbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to implement every single thing that he was talking about. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, as you know that there is an ethnic cleansing taking place in Myanmar. Our brothers and sisters, we have seen pictures, we have seen videos, disturbing videos, heartbreaking videos and pictures. The question is that what can you and I do? Of course, we have been giving donations for our brothers and sisters, but there is another opportunity that has come before us. Inshallah, this coming Sunday after Salat al-Dhuhr, there are two buses going from here to downtown Dallas. There are many other masajid who are taking part in a rally that is taking place this Sunday, inshallah, after Salat al-Dhuhr in downtown Dallas. We'll leave from here, inshallah, at 2:30 after Salat al-Dhuhr, and we'll be back here at 6:30. Try to participate as much as you can. These are our brothers and sisters. And I know some people are going to say that what's the purpose of going all the way there? How will it help? Remember, when you voice your opinion, people will hear eventually. When we all come together and we express our feelings, inshallah, Allah will bring a change. We do what we have to do. We leave the rest in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first announcement. Second announcement is, there's a brother who used to come here every single Friday, every single day, especially for Salat al-Dhuhr. A senior brother, you used to always see him like in a tie, he's always dressed very elegantly, Brother Ijaz Faruqi. I was just informed by his son that he's in the last stages of his life. He's in the last stages of his life. I request you all to please make dua for him. Please make dua for him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written death for him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him al-husn khatima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this process easy for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this process easy for his family too. Please, if you can, his son just told me before Salat al-Jum'ah that if anyone wants to come and visit, please do call him in advance before you come, because he is going through the last stages. And what the hospice nurse, what she said was, when Brother Ijaz's son asked, that are you talking about 2 weeks? She goes, I don't even think he will last for 2 weeks. So that is the situation that we have at our hand right now. So please remember your du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for him. Finally, on your way out, please do donate whatever you can to the masjid. As you know, alhamdulillah, we always marvel about what a big organization, alhamdulillah, what an amazing organization, what a beautiful masjid. But all this takes a lot of effort to run, and it takes money to run. So please, on your way out, donate whatever you can, inshallah, for the expenses of the masjid. And number two is, as you can see outside, alhamdulillah, we are coming along very, very well in our next construction phase. There are still many people in the community who have pledged donations for that project, and they have not paid up yet. So please, if you have pledged anything, please pay up. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.